Hi folks, this is Pasha Haji. I'm speaking, one of the directors of Gold Bazan. As you guys may have noticed, we're doing a three-part series on Portugal, Spain, and Morocco to give the viewers a little bit more inside, you know, about their national teams and, you know, what they think about Iran's national team. So the first part of the series, we had Mr. Dom Gundardon. He spoke about, you know, Portugal, huge, huge Portuguese football experts. So if you haven't checked that episode out, please. The second part of the series, we have Spain, Mr. Julio Maldonado, or aka Mr. Maldini, as they call him in Spain. Huge journalist. He's been working for, you know, Condé Nast Cope, a movie star, two predominant, you know, Spanish medias in Spain. And it was just an absolute pleasure to have him on. Pretty much spoke about Spain's national team, you know, the expectations, what they have, the transition from Vicente del Bosque to Mr. Lopendegui, his thoughts on Carlos Queiroz's reign at Real Madrid, what the Spanish media is talking about Iranian national team, and basically what he thinks is going to happen in Group B. So it's a very short interview. Towards the end of this episode, there's two special announcements. You guys have may seen it on our social media. But nonetheless, stay tuned for that. We'll be definitely giving out some more information throughout our social media content. But stay tuned for those two announcements after this episode. Thank you guys as always. Enjoy this episode of Gold Bazan. An absolute honor to be joined by Julio Maldini, my good friend. Thank you so much for coming on Gold Bazan. I'm looking forward to speaking to you about Group B and the Spanish national team.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. It's a pleasure, you know, and very good to play against Iran in the World Cup, yes.
Thank you very much. Julio, my friend, could you just tell us a little bit about Spain's World Cup qualification process, please?
Well, you know, it has been quite easy, you know, qualification, because we played Liechtenstein, we played Albania, we played Macedonia and Israel and Italy. We only have problems in the game away in Turin against Italy. We drew 1-1, but we were winning 1-0, and we have problems in the last 10-15 minutes. But I think Spain has been quite superior, because Italy has lost more points, you know, in the way. So Spain is a team that always or nearly always has the possession of the ball. So we have only a few problems after the disaster in the World Cup in Brazil in the last World Cup in Brazil, and also the disaster in the European Championships in France. We have a new trainer called Julen Lopetegui.
Yes.
And Spain has the same style of play that we had when we won the World Cup and two European Championships in a row.
You know, you're speaking about Lopetegui. Obviously, you know, his predecessor was Del Bosque, huge name in the world of football.
Yeah.
And the work he did for Spain was just phenomenal. You know, you guys won the World Cup in 2010, Euro 2008, Euro 2012. My friend, could you tell us what are the expectations now of, you know, the fans, the pundits, media of going to this World Cup?
It's very high, because they're very, very good. Because, you know, when we lost against Italy in the second round of the European Championships in the last one played in France, it was nobody wanted to know about the Spanish national team, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, here in Spain, it's absolutely crazy people about football, and nobody wanted to see the national team again, you know. But Julen Lopetegui came, and we started winning again, and we are playing very well at the moment with a new players like Isco and Thiago and Saúl. You know, it's a mix between some of the World Cup champions like Iniesta, for example, or Ramos or Piqué, you know. But overall, they are new players like Isco and Thiago Alcántara, which is very good, Saul Niguez and Coque from Atletico. And they have the same style of play. So we are playing very well, very, very well at the moment. And here in Spain, everybody is convinced that we can win the World Cup again. Really, that we're going to have a very, very good World Cup, and we can win again.
Julio, the team's achievements have led many commentators, experts, and former players to consider your 2010 and 2012 Spanish sides among the best ever international sides in world football. How would you rank the side that you guys have now compared to those?
Yes, for sure. You know, we in 2008, which was in with Luis Aragonés as trainer, yes. Spain, for me, played the best football that they have ever played. Yes. Even better than when we won the World Cup with Luis Aragonés. We had overall we have three absolutely fantastic players. One was Casillas, the Real Madrid goalkeeper. The other was Xavi Hernández from Barcelona, which is for me the best Spanish player in the world in the history. You know, the best Spanish player in the history. And the third was Andrés Iniesta. Iniesta is still playing with national team, but he's not playing at the same level because, you know, he's a bit old now. And he played 40, 45 minutes, 50 minutes in Barcelona. But for the national team, he's not playing at this level. And also we had Villa, David Villa, which was the goal scorer of the most important goals in the World Cup in 2010, like the goal against Portugal, one goal against Paraguay, and very, very important goals. And we don't have a center forward at this level now. And another very good player was Puyol, you know. Carlos Puyol was a central defender from Barcelona, which he has many strength, you know. And we have a good team now, very good team. But I think the team we had in 2008 and 2012 and 2010 in the World Cup is not possible to repeat. I think Spain will never play like this team.
Julie, can you give us a little bit of an insight about Carlos Queiroz's reign into Real Madrid? Obviously, it wasn't a success, but it's very interesting to get your thoughts on what, you know, predominantly fans and of Real Madrid during that time thought about him, or what the media thought about him during his one-year reign at Real Madrid. As you know, the work he's done for Iranian national team is absolutely tremendous.
Yeah, for Iran, it's tremendous. Yeah, you know, it was a very, very surprise when Carlos Queiroz came to Real Madrid because he was the second trainer at Manchester United, yes, with Alex Ferguson. He wasn't the first trainer, you know, in the top team. So that's why Baldano, which was the director of Real Madrid at this time, decided to bring him instead of Del Bosque, which has won the World the European Cup for Real. And it for him was absolutely impossible to make the job for Real Madrid in this time. In fact, after he resigned from Real Madrid, he was out of Spain. Here in Spain, people lost his you know what I mean. They didn't know where he was, you know, carried off. Because here in Spain, you know, the Asian football is not. It's quite difficult to see. You know, nobody knows about Asian football here in Spain. So that's why the Carlos Queiroz is nearly unknown again. You know what I mean?
Yes. Group B is a very interesting group, Julio, and as you know, Spain and Portugal obviously are group favorites. Would you say the public and the media and whoever else affiliated with football is satisfied with the group that you guys are in?
Yes. In Spain, after the draw, everybody thinks that it's a good draw for Spain. Mm-hmm. Not exactly for the group, but for the possible game on the second round, because we will play in the second round with one of the teams in the group of Uruguay and Russia and Egypt, you know, and Saudi Arabia. So we think that the second round match quite easy also. And also, you know, Iran is a very, very competitive team. Obviously, for me, is the best competitive team in Asia now, for me, better than Japan and better than South Korea. And Morocco is a good team, really. It's a team that has good level of football, quite technical. But obviously, they are behind the Spanish level. The only game really, really difficult for us, I think, is the games against Portugal, which will be the first game.
And the next question I offer you, my friend, is how would you say the media is looking at countries such as Iran and Morocco? Would you guys see Iran as a more superior team, or is it Morocco? Or just we just want to get your general thoughts on that.
Well, Few people know many things about Iran and Morocco in Spain, really. But I see many games and I have seen them playing. So my opinion is that Iran is very level of Morocco. And for me, will be more difficult the match against Iran than the match against Morocco, because Iran is a very well organized team, very, very well organized team. They are playing together for many years with the same trainer that Kadyrov. It has been many years or several years in the national team as trainer, and this is how they are very, very competitive. They have I think they have only two goals against them in a match that was not very important. So yes, it's very difficult to score goals against them. They have played a good game against Russia in friendly. And for me, it's better team than Morocco.
Interesting point you brought up, Julio, because we recently interviewed Jordi Cruyff, and he said the same thing, that it could be very difficult for European teams in general, that, you know, Asian teams are pretty much very mysterious. Now, looking at the Spanish national side, would you say that for them that, you know, they're not very used to, you know, Asian football, you know, they might not know much about it. Would you say that could be a negative for them?
No, I don't think so, because even if now they don't know Iran for sure, the Spanish national players, but before the match, you know, they will see how they play, and I think nowadays it's not so important that, you know, and they will see some videos of the matches and for sure of the individual players, and for sure when Spain play Iran, they will know many, many things about Iran for sure. I don't think it will be a problem, really.
Julio, my friend, I want to take you back all the way to World Cup 2014. That, you know, if you look at the Iranian match versus Argentina, Iran played very compact, very defensively organized, and they pretty much were doing such a fabulous job defending against Argentina. Would you say that could be something of a problematic issue for the Spanish national team?
Yeah, maybe the game is for sure. We have the ball. We will have the ball. You know, Spain will have the ball for many, many, many times for sure. 70% of possession, or even more. You know, and Iran will be all the match behind and trying to get counter attacks and trying to make a well defense. Spain is very usually the games against Spain are the same. You know, Spain usually has the ball and play against teams that are very, very, very defensive. And but we Spain has improved in that. In 2 or 3 years ago, Spain had problems to make a speed with the ball. You know what I mean?
Yes.
But now in the last games, Spain has improved with that, and we have more speed with the ball. And this kind of teams that are only defensive, Spain wins quite well.
Julio, my friend, another player that plays for the Iranian national team is Mortaza Pouralyghenji. He plays for Al Sadd, the same club as Xavi Hernandez, and right now they have a very close relationship. Would you say pretty much maybe that there could be a possibility that Xavi Hernandez, you know, might give a little bit of an insight to Mr. Lopetegui of how, if this individual player such as Mortaza plays like this or thinks like this, that potentially that, you know, decide that Spain is going to come against Iran, that the physicality and stuff like, basically, I just want to say like a warning to Mr. Lopetegui that not to underestimate Iran.
Yeah, I understand. No, I don't think so, really. No. I'm a good friend of Xavi. I have been a couple of times in Doha, in Qatar, with the Aspire Academy, you know?
Yes.
And they are improving many level of football. In fact, Qatar now have reached the semifinals of the under-23 Asian Championships now in China. But I think Xavi has not made this kind of things. You know, he's playing in Al Sadd. He's working for the Aspire Academy. In fact, he will be working for the Qatar national team. You know, for the next World Cup. I mean, for the World Cup that they are going to be in Qatar. But not for the match. I don't think they are going to ask anything about Spain, this Iranian player. I don't think so.
Thank you so much for your time, Julio. The last two questions I have for you is, obviously you're very close friends with Xavi Hernandez. You visit him even in Doha, Qatar. Could you tell us a little bit of an insight of what he thinks about, you know, Middle Eastern football and about his time so far in Qatar?
Yeah. Well, I speak many times with him. Yes, he's very good in Qatar, but he obviously thinks that the football, the level of football in Qatar is very very is not very big, you know, in comparison with the European football. He has no more speed, you know. It's quite low, the football there. And this is the in fact that's why he can still play, you know, at certain level, you know. And but I know they are improving quite well, you know. The Aspire Academy is really making progress for the players now. How they are working with several Spanish trainers, you know. The under 23 trainer is Spanish, and they will have I think they are improving, and they will have a good World Cup in Qatar, you know. I'm sure about that.
Julie, it's truly tremendous to hear you, you know, talk about the Iranian national team so highly. Just coming back to your perspective, how would you say Carlos Queiroz has done with the Iranian national team?
Well, I rate very 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 well now. You know, he was not good at Real Madrid, but I think that the work he has had in Iran is tremendous, really tremendous, and they are improving with many players, and I'm sure when he left Iran national team any day, I think he will have chance to manage again in Europe in a good club. I'm quite sure about that, you know, for sure. You know, I remember Iran in the 2006 World Cup. They have several good players, really, but I think now they have improving in individuals, you know. I'm quite sure about that.
An absolute honor to have you, Julia, my friend. Thank you so much for your time to give us a little bit of the insight of the Spain national team, what your thoughts about Carlos Queiroz was, and, you know, the reigning national team. We just really, really thank you for coming on, my friend.
Okay, for call. Before the match against Iran, we can speak again if you want and anything you need. You know, I remember very well Nekunam. I don't know if I tell well. The Osasuna player, you know.
Yeah.
Nekunam was very, very... You're a very, very, very good player, really. Yeah. And I think Iran has always good players, you know. And I've been on video the games of 1978, mm-hmm. when they drew against Germany, I think, if I'm to remember. They played quite well, you know.
An absolute honor that we had you on today, Julio. Thank you so much for your time, my friend.
Okay, we can talk when you want. Okay, thank you very much for calling.
That concludes our interview with Mr. Julio Maldonado, aka Mr. Maldini. As I mentioned before, the first part of the series we did for Portugal was with Mr. Tom Gundor. Now for Spain with Mr. Maldonado. Third one. So that concluded our interview with Mr. Maldonado. We appreciate Mr. Maldonado's time. So he talked about the Spanish national team. As I mentioned before, for the Portugal national team, we have Mr. Tom Gundor on. For the Moroccan national team, stay tuned for that. The first collaboration we're doing, which is a huge announcement, is with Odef.me. So they're basically the home of Middle Eastern football as a whole. So it's very, very honor for us, as I should say, that, you know, we're sharing Iranian football to them, and they're spreading the word about Iranian football and just Middle Eastern and Asian football as a whole. So the second announcement I just wanted to give was that we're in partnership with adidas.co.iran. You can find them on Instagram at adidas.co.iran. They'll definitely have a website soon. Everything is, you know, authentic Team Meli kit. So we're giving out a national team polo kit. You could, you know, follow us at GoldBizan to stay tuned for that. We're giving out a discount code, GoldBizan15. So if you just didn't win this, you could contact them. GoldBizan15 is a discount code for anything authentic. So I just believe that it's just a great way, you know, to show your national team pride. And that's our second announcement. We have another third announcement that is on the way. It's a huge, huge, huge announcement. Stay tuned for that. It's an absolute honor. We can't wait to release that one as well. So right now, the two announcements was odaf.me and adidas.co.iran. And it's an absolute honor to just be with everyone doing this collaboration, spreading the word about Iranian and Asian football as a whole. So we'll have definitely all their content up, you know, on the website and all their information. Thank you guys as always.